This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Hey everyone, just wanted to let you know we're not here this week, but we'll be back soon, so stay tuned for more gardening information.
What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break here, we were talking with Jim in regards to soil sample and the lawn. Excuse me, not the lawn, the garden. And the process he's gone through, which is pretty intensive and is pretty awesome, to be honest with you, of how you do it. And we are just going over what we could do because he's received a soil sample back that is telling him that the magnesium has skyrocketed and the other elements have as well. That sound correct, Jim?
No, absolutely.
Okay. And so we talked a little bit about what to do by using that product, either Love Your Soil or Sulfur from Jonathan, Sulfur's from Natural Alternative, the Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. And I would continue at the same time to use that fertilizer that you've been doing. So it's
I generally do that end of February, early March. So can I put that down, the seaweed down as well with the Jonathan Green product at the same time?
Yes, they're going to do, they're yes, completely. Because you want to continue with your process, you don't want to get away from it. So you definitely want to do them, almost at the same time, just, you know, one after another.
Right.
What I would probably do is put the sulfur-based product down first, then put the seaweed over the top of it. So it's not trying to break through the seaweed. It's just on the soil first.
Right.
Then you put the seaweed, and then you continue to do what you normally would do.
No, I don't do any top dressing or anything. I just use seaweed.
And you just put it right over the top, right?
Yeah. No, I mean through the season.
Yeah.
Like with the tomatoes and stuff like that, I don't do any top dressing. I just use seaweed. And like I said, some years I rototill it in, some years I just leave it on top and use it as a weed barrier.
Okay. Now, one of the things that your soil sample is telling you have so much, you know, nutrients in there, but I think this sulfur is going to start to break it down, and you need to do it in 6-week intervals to really get it down. So 6 weeks from the day that you put it down, you're going to put it again, and then again 6 weeks after that. What I'd like to see you do is, at the end of this 18-week process, get another soil sample to see where you're at, because we can only do so much in one season. Usually, it'll balance everything out and bring it down to that neutral level. You said your pH is like a 7.4 or something along those lines?
Yeah, 1.74, 1.75.
We want to bring that down into the high sixes to really get the nutrients to move the way they need to, and the way we want them to. And because when it's too high, it can be, you know, it's not going to give you all the same results that you want. So, you know, take a look at the products that we talked about to break up that magnesium, release the other nutrients into the soil, and you're going to probably notice a huge difference midway through the summer of the soil. But I really continue doing that seaweed like you were doing. What I might even recommend doing is, you know, you make that tea, like you said.
Yeah.
Looking at midway through the summer, drying some more seaweed out and adding it to that rain barrel again.
Oh, I do. I change it every 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, well, perfect. You're way ahead of me then. But that is awesome that you're doing it that way. You're basically making your own fertilizer by doing that with the tea. You know, there's, I think seaweed can give you so much. It's an added benefit. What I would look to do
is... Your father always said that.
I mean, it's a free added benefit, right? It's just your time picking it up. That's, you know, that's the only thing that it costs. But I'd look at doing when certain vegetables are starting to, you know, show blossoms, show fruit. Look at using like a little bit heavier fertilizer with it, with that tea, to try and promote more flowers, more blossoms, more blooms, more fruit. And you could use, it doesn't have to be a heavy product, like with a heavy middle number. It's just like more of like a all-purpose to try and boost it and work with that seaweed. Because by the time we get to those heavy blossoms times, I'm afraid that if we, you know, we have to do this process, but I'm afraid that some of those nutrients might have been released completely. So that's why I'm really pushing for that second soil sample, because I don't want it to flush everything out and think everything's okay, and then we're not giving it enough nutrients. We kind of have to flush it out in order for it to be successful long term.
I understand what you're saying.
Alrighty.
All right, well, thank you very much.
No problem, and good luck, Jim. I am jealous of your process. I'm not jealous of the soil sample, but I'm jealous of the process, because I think it's incredible what you're doing.
All right, thank you very much.
Alrighty, have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Nishan's in New Hampshire.
Nishan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
About 10 years ago, I bought a fake tree.
Okay.
Got attacked by spider mites, and the main trunk died. A few years later, I tried to nurture it, and it turned into wood and cut it out. Then from the side of it, new branches started coming out of the ground, out of the container. And they've been doing very well, but no fruit now. We tried all kind of fertilizer. They're not bearing fruit. A Greek friend that I have said there are two types of fig trees, some that produce and some that don't. And the ones that don't, they use it for the roots, and they graft on it. 2 years ago, I bought another fig tree, and it started producing right away. So I'm wondering if I can cut branches from the smaller 2-year-old that produces and graft them onto the older one that doesn't produce. And when is a good time to do it?
So, I mean, you definitely can graft it. You might want to try a couple branches, not just one, because grafts don't always take. What's the process for overwintering? Do you keep it in like a garage, or is it one where you keep outside and it's covered?
It's in a greenhouse.
Okay, so it's...
And the temperature in the greenhouse has been going only down to about 54 degrees.
Okay, so it's... Both plants are kind of starting to grow or readily growing. Have they started to produce anything this season, or are they kind of still in that dormancy period?
No, they started to produce some leaves.
Okay. So this would be the time to do it because of it's starting to produce. You don't want to do it when it's completely dormant because then you're not seeing if it's working. What I would recommend doing is going out and getting some of the grafting wax so that it will hold together. And when you're grafting the two, there is a process you need to look at. With the fresh cuts, you want to make sure that those cuts are done and you're grafting right away, not waiting some time, because we want the fresh cut to be able to absorb into each other. We're looking on the new from the plant that is producing to getting something with multiple leaf nodes or leaf junctions, and we're looking to get them cut at angles. So I want to discuss that a little bit more on the other side of the break, so hang tight with me. Everyone else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thanks for tuning in to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're not here this week. We have a best of, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we're talking to Sean in regards to a fig tree. He has two of them. One is a newer, a newer, working out really well, doing everything it's supposed to. The other one he's had for a number of years, had some issues in the past, and really trying to get it going again. Now, fig trees, you can definitely... graft them. No problem with that. You could also do some cuttings, but I understand what you're trying to do here. You're trying to get this other one that has a good root system and make it work. So cutting's not going to be the way to go on this one. We're going to look at grafting. Now for grafting, there is a process that I'd love for you to go through. So that process is you're going to cut the original plant that you're looking to put the new plant onto. You're going to make a fresh cut. And what you're going to want to do is take like a razor blade. And you're going to want to almost cut a like a triangle out from the top of the original stem. So you go down the middle of the stem, cutting down in two spots so that it's like a little triangle. So that when you do cut it from the new, better plant, it has somewhere to stick into. And you're going to do the opposite for the new plant that you're putting into the older plant. You're going to make that with the triangle facing down instead of the inverted triangle on the stalk. So basically, we're opening up the center of the fig so that the two of them can fuse together. Do you understand what I'm explaining?
Yes.
From there, so now that newer stem is going to sit right in the middle. That's where you're going to use the grafting wax or grafting tape. Either one. Up to you on how you want to do it. Putting that around to hold it in place What I would also look at doing is getting maybe a couple wooden stakes or metal stakes, whatever kind of stake you can get, to hold that branching up so that it stays in place. Because we're looking for the two of them to fuse together. Yeah. And it can take some time for that to happen. So basically what I'm looking for you to do is on the new fig that you're putting onto the old, try to get like 6 or 7 nodes on the sides. You can kind of see them a little bit easier when they're, you know, there's not a lot of leaves on them. 6 or 7 nodes on the side, and then cut below that to go on to the old stem. And make sure that the old stem has the same amount, 6 or 7, because we're looking for it to still be able to pull nutrients from the soil from the original. We don't want to go way down to below, you know, we're just like to the level of the pot. We want to go up a little bit so that it's pulling nutrients from the plant still into the new one. You leave that grafting wax or grafting tape, whichever you use, on for a while. This isn't something where it's only going to take a few days. Eventually, you'll be able to take it off, right, without a problem. You just need to check it a few times and make sure you're starting to see it almost forms a callus around it, around the stem. And so that's the process you're looking for. Now, as you know, I mean, you already went through the whole process of why the fig tree wasn't fruiting, wasn't doing any, producing any. You know, maybe it's too much nitrogen, so you're going to want to look at that. Make sure that you're, you know, if it's a soil test, or, you know, just see what's going on. Or if you know the fertilizer that you use has a lot of nitrogen in it, maybe slow down on the nitrogen. And go with some more phosphorus to try to counteract that, to balance it. The other thing that you could look at sometimes, and you've already looked at this, is the water process, how much water goes into it. Maybe increasing the water, it's not getting enough, or decreasing it. So those are a few things I would look at. All right?
Okay. Well, I have a question about the wax.
All right, hang on. Hang tight with me because I'm going to hit the break again. I want to answer it fully. So hang tight. We'll be right back here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators generators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Morning, gardeners. Today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're talking with Sean. Right as we were going to break, he had a question about the grafting wax. I wanted to bring him back so we could answer that. So what was that question?
Where do I grafting wax or tape?
So local garden center should have, most likely have the grafting tape. The grafting wax might be like an online type thing, purchasing. It comes in like a block. It almost looks like a block of soap. You have to warm it up in order to kind of move it around a bit and then put it around there. The grafting tape might be the easiest to find and use. I would say that the grafting tape is most likely at any local garden center. You could find that today. You should be able to.
Do I have time for one more question?
Sure.
I also have two grapevines that I bought 20 years ago. They're doing excellent. I bought them to get seedless fruit from it. But all I'm getting is tiny grapes full of seeds, unedible. I'm thinking about grafting also some good grapes. Where do I find cuttings for better quality grapes?
You're probably going to have to look at like a local garden center to get, I think they call them whips. That aren't going to be that big, and you can use those as cuttings. They're usually less expensive. The other thing is how often are you pruning your grapevines?
Yeah, yearly.
Yearly, okay. So you're doing the whole process. I mean, so if you're looking to graft them on there, the easiest way is to purchase, you know, smaller whips from either a local garden center, or you can go online. I believe Burpee will have them online. And you can purchase some from there. Do that same process of grafting as we discussed with the fig, but I'd wait a little bit of time to do that. Let it warm up outside as well.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank you. One last question.
Sure.
Your dad had a program where he could visit us for a fee and give us advice on multiple things. Do you have the same program?
I don't have it at this time. I'm so busy with a lot of other things. My father, at the end there, for the past 10 years, didn't have the nursery any longer, so he was able to travel. Whereas I am working a full time job, got two little ones, and doing this. So I'm not there yet. Hopefully in the next couple of years, I'll be able to do that if some time frees up. So look for it in the future, but right now I don't have it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. I wish you well, and you have an excellent program. You're helping a lot of people. Please stay with us.
Thank you. Have a great one, Nishan.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I hope you can hear me okay.
Yep, perfect.
I have two questions. One about a hibiscus bulb that I bought in a jar from the grocery store. I wanted to know what to do with the bulb after the flower's gone by, and should I keep watering it or let it dry up? The second question is, what do I do with my poinsettias that I bought from the grocery store? It's dying no matter what I do, and I'd like to keep it.
Okay. So let's start with...
I'll get off the air, because I just had to get in the car, so...
Okay.
Headed for church. So I'll let you answer those off air. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. So, Jen, a couple things here with... We'll start with the hibiscus bulb. Right? The hibiscus bulb is most likely going to be the perennial type hibiscus, but it is something that needs to rest during the winter times. So what we want to do with that bulb is we want to let whatever branching, whatever anything that's on there kind of die back. You want it to get back to the bulb. You want it to put its energy back into the bulb, right? You can place it, you know, in the regular sunlight and get it to die back that way. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to let it dry out. You're not looking to water this plant continuously. Let's look at it as like we would do with perennials getting ready for the winter. Perennials that we get ready for the winter, we let them dry out towards the end of fall. We let the plant die back, let the leaves kind of get hit by the frost, right? Not that you're going to be letting them get hit by a frost at this point. They're indoors. But we're not going to take care of them as often. We want them to just go back and kind of go, and not kind of, just actually go dormant for a bit. You let them rejuvenate in the bulb and let them just kind of sit there. You want them to die down. Once the leaves have started to turn brown or the branching starts to turn brown, we can cut them back because they die back to the ground. From there, you could put them in the basement. You could put them in the garage, as long as it's not a garage that's going to get in the freezing temperatures because we've already been inside. But in an area where it's going to be cooler, not in an area where it's going to be heated. When I say heated, I mean like keeping your temperatures at like 68, 70. In an area that might be more in the 50s. Because letting it rest. We're bringing it back down to the ground here. From there, you usually let it sit 6-8 weeks, checking on it every couple, maybe once a week, to make sure that the bulb down there is still viable. By doing that, what do? You just check on it, push the bulb a little bit, see if it's still hard, as long as it's not, you know, rotting out. And the reason why we check on it is because when it rots out, or it's starting to get maybe too moist, or starting to create mold, it's going to, you know, do damage for you and not going to be staying. But if you were to leave the leaves on, that's why it could start to mold or start to do those things. So that's why we cut it back to the ground. Once the spring starts to hit, we're warming up where temperatures are regulating during the season. That's when you can bring it outside, slowly getting it going for the season. Get it into the ground at that point. Once you can put a shovel in the ground, it's the best way to do it because this is meant to be outside. It'll have the entire season to grow and get ready and build from there. Now, the poinsettia, you're looking to overwinter it. And there's a couple ways to do that. And if you don't have time to remember all this, there was a couple weeks ago, maybe about a month and a half ago, if you go on our Facebook page, I had put out some information on what to do almost like on a monthly basis for the poinsettia. But I'll go over it now. I'm not saying I'm not going to answer it. I just, if you look back, or for anybody else who's looking for it, on our Facebook page, about a month and a half ago, I had posted it. So what do? We want poinsettias to go dormant as well and kind of die back a little bit. We're not looking to kill them off, cut them back at this point. What we're looking to do at first, we'll still keep them in the sun, a warm sunlight, 65 to 70 degrees, keeping them away from drafty windows. At night, we want to have the temperatures between 55 and 60. So maybe it's like a basement where it's in a light, you know, in a window in a basement where during the day it warms up, but at night it stays a little bit cooler. We want to then clean them up a bit. Once spring kind of starts to hit, you can cut them back. You can actually cut them back to the point, depending upon how big they are, almost to about 12 inches, 8, 12 inches. There is a way of what we're trying to do is make them bushier and get stronger, right? So we're looking to make the plant wider and have more leaf structure. The more leaf structure it has, the better chance you have for next fall into winter to get it ready to bloom again. So with this, once spring hits and you can put plants outside during the day, some people will actually take the poinsettia and put it in the ground for the spring and summer, looking to bring it back in to the home around September 1st. September 1st, that's when we start our wintering over process, or no, excuse me, our dark process. You know, getting the more dark at throughout the day. You know, getting the poinsettia to push itself into growth, right? We bring it inside, and at 5 p.m. or so, we cover the plant or put it into a closet and keep it in darkness until the next day at like 7, 8 a.m. And we do this for about 8 to 12 weeks. Once that 8 to 12 week span is up, we bring it out, into a sunny location, and it forms the bracts to start reblooming for you. But the key is making sure you bring it indoors and start this process mid-September. Again, it takes a couple months of this dark process to happen. Once we've gone through that process, then we start extending the number of hours of daylight. So keeping it warm that way. So that's what we're looking to do. But again, if you want to look at some more of that process, go on to our Facebook page and take a look. I want to say it's about a month ago. It might have been 2 months at this point. And you'll be able to see the whole process. Okay, so hopefully that helps you out. Now, for anybody else with questions, you can give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Gardeners, we're not here this week. You're listening to a best of version, but we'll be back soon to answer all your gardening questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. A couple things.
Sure.
Quickly, I bought a 50-pound bag of 10-10-10 last year. Can I use it this year?
Yep. Go ahead.
The other thing is, while I was talking to the interviewer, you were mentioning about something one of your fellow employees suggested doing in a Blue U way, but I didn't hear it because I was listening to his conversation. And yeah. The other thing is, if I can, what's a good plant or seed to start at this time of the year just to spruce up the house? Because it's like winter is starting to show on me, so I need to have some green growing in my house.
Understandable. So we'll start off with the fertilizer. As long as you keep it in an area where it doesn't get above, like get really hot or really cold, you should be fine to use it for a couple seasons.
Okay.
2 to 3, okay. Depending upon what'll happen. A longer period will break down a little bit more over time, so it won't be as powerful, right? Okay. It won't have as much. It won't break down to the point where it's like, cuts everything in half the first couple years, but it, as it gets older, it just won't be as good.
Okay. Okay.
Now, the conversation I was having was just more of his talking about like the pH of soil and mm-hmm. soil testing. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people out there who have pools.
and they're constantly putting, you know, chemicals into the pool to make it so it's the right level, perfect for us to be in, you know, clean everything. Well, if you took that same thought process and put it into soil sampling and the pH and the levels in your soil, it's the same thing for your soil. Okay. And your root system. And that's why it's so important, because, you know, it was one of those things. I wasn't even thinking about it. And then it was like, wow, that really made sense. So wanted to bring that up. Now, as far as anything in the, you know, to bring something in the house, anything, to be honest, you could start seeds of anything right now if you wanted to. And just have them in the house as long as you have the right conditions for them. You know, maybe it's, you know, if you're looking for veggies, you could do anything. You could do some lettuces right now. For flowers, you know, if we're looking at perennials, maybe so you can start them early to get out there. You know, honestly, it could be anything to start right now. It's just the bigger thing is when you put them outside. So, you know, I went to Burpee's website, and I just went onto perennials here at the same time as we're talking, and Echinacea was one that I wanted to pull up. And I looked, and it actually says start indoors now. So it'd be perfect time. It actually says February 22nd, so you could start tomorrow, but I digress. But the idea is you could start it now and then get it outdoors. You know, after the first frost, like May 20th or later. So there are some different ones that you can start now, indoors to give you something that's showing. But honestly, I would say anything just to get it started in there, and just know that a lot of the stuff that you're going to put outside, you really can't put out till mid to end of May. Before it's, you know, so that the last chance of frost is over, and you're not going to kill the plant long term.
Sure. Okay. All right. I got you. All right. Good enough. It's getting to be a long season, and so we'll see what happens. Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking the call. Have a great week and stay safe.
You too, Bob. Have a great one. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
All right. Yeah. It's starting to get old this winter, right? It didn't seem that way at first, but it's really starting to get old. We're thinking spring here and going forward. But yeah, I mean, bringing any of the perennials indoors and starting now might be a great idea to just get going. You know, it's all about when you bring them outside and what you do from there. Some of them, maybe it's starting a little bit later, but we're not that far away from going into March, so we can definitely get started. If you have some questions, give me a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.